We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
We're back with another Tiger Style podcast with Coach Kendrick Maple, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance recently ranked highest in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. 4 out of 5 years in a row, powered by JD. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Coach, good to have you here.
Man, good to be here.
It's been a while since you've been on the mic.
It has. I need to get on more. You know,
yeah.
I've really got a lot of things to say.
Well, what's been going on then? What do you got to say? You got a lot.
Yeah, I mean, here recently, a lot of really good accomplishments for me. You know, I recently beat my friend here in bags, cornhole, if you like that word, beat him down. So yeah. That was a big accomplishment, and I'm proud of it.
I didn't know that we were going to bring that up. You know, it was a rough night. I think I went 0 for 3. I'll take it. My loss in humility. So
next time.
Hey, next time. I'll battle back. I'll rebound. So, well, what else has been going on? First of all, congratulations on your induction in the Kansas Wrestling Hall of Fame. Thanks. Pretty significant. That was a tremendous class. And, you know, talk a little bit about that. You know, the Hall of Fame, what that means to you. Kansas boy.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things about it was one of the guys I got inducted with was actually Mike Garcia, who was, when I very first started wrestling, he was the head high school coach. His son was the best wrestler around the state. And so those were kind of guys that I kind of looked to at that highest level. And so to see him get inducted and to get to see him again, I hadn't seen him in probably 15, 20 years. And so it was really cool. I got to see Cody Garcia as well. So I think that part was cool. And just being honored, I think it's more of a test to the people that I've had growing up. That's helped me along the way, all the coaches from, you know, my little league to high school to college. So I think it was more a testament to them.
Yeah, man. That talked a little bit about Mike Garcia and his son Cody, who's done a tremendous job, who was recently at Baker University and then just took the head coaching position at Central Missouri. And, you know, they're off and rolling, getting a new facility, new practice room, and doing some good things there. But definitely some great role models to look up to. And again, congratulations on that. You had a busy week last week. You know, we were down in Arizona for the duel, and then you took the trip to New York to coach Big Dom.
Big Dom.
You know, how did that go? How was the experience, man? You were here, 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 all over.
I feel like I'm still recovering, trying to get my sleep, but it was all worth it. Going out to Arizona State to see our guys compete, and then being able to go, being fortunate enough that, you know, our club and, you know, with Sunkist and everything, so we were able to travel and then go see Dom compete and coach him. Love watching him compete. That dude is a beast. And man, I hope he goes another three cycles.
We got to get him on the mic here soon. I mean, shoot, he put up probably 50 points at that tournament.
He did. That's what I was telling him. He was a little disappointed with his match against, I think it was Kazakhstan, where he really just got caught right in the first 10 seconds. Yeah. And I told him, I was like, I can't be mad at it, because the reason why he got caught, because he went out there aggressive. And it reflects what we try to do here at the college, is we want to score points and be the ones that are aggressive.
He said it might have been the first time he got arm thrown.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it happened, and everybody was just like, whoa. Like, it just was so unexpected. But, man, it shows to the kind of competitors. He bounced back and came back and took third and killed everybody on the backside.
Yeah. So wrestled that guy again who beat him, right?
Wrestled him again and beat him. And, I mean, that's what shows he's the man.
Yeah. No, he's doing a great job and going to continue maybe wrestling here soon.
Yep.
So definitely want to get him on the mic and talk about his experience and competing on the senior level. So and then you headed down to Austin, Texas for the All-Star match.
Oh, yeah.
A couple guys competing for the Mizzou Tigers, you know, Keegan O'Toole and Rocky Elam. Mm-hmm. Both did a great job. Talk a little bit about their performance and then kind of some takeaways from the All-Star match.
Yeah, I mean, I think for Keegan, you know, he's wrestling a kid who's pretty dangerous, a younger kid. And Keegan, he's just a competitor, man. Yeah. He just wants to go. He wants to go. I mean, he was even trying to set up to where he could wrestle Carr as well in that thing. I mean, he's a special person, and he's going to keep getting better. I think some big takeaways from that is, you know, he's so, anyone who knows him, he's a perfectionist. He got a little OCD in him. And so he walks off the mat after tech falling a guy and getting a pin, and he's upset that he did one thing wrong in a scramble. And so we've been kind of trying to talk through that, because that's what makes him so great. But also, man, you got to enjoy it. You're going to look back. You don't want to look back after college and realize you didn't enjoy any of the time where you're doing it. So celebrating those wins, having fun. And I think he did that. I think he wrestled a solid match. Another thing we've been working on is, you know, with his style, he loves getting in all the different scrambles and all this, and which is really good, but for the longevity of his career, you know, making sure he's smart about some of the scrambles to get in, not where his leg's not getting super extended and doing all that stuff. So I think he did a really good job with that. Rocky, man, he came back, had to find that dog a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
Rocky hasn't competed, right? So this was really to see him come back and, you know, beat some top dudes, right? To see him come and, you know, and how he was unfazed. He got taken down while he was attacking.
Right.
We just talked about, you know, Tiger style. We want to attack. He's winning, is still shooting, gets taken down off a shot, goes into overtime and was unfazed. You would think most guys are like, oh my gosh, I just blew it. Unfazed.
I think it definitely showed, not only for our guys, but across the board for the All-Star matches, is that the attacker was winning matches.
Absolutely.
And I think Rocky had three takedowns to Warner's one, and his one came off of our, I don't even know if you call it a mistake. Warner's got some good defense, but and then with Keegan, 7-1 dominant performance.
Yep.
He scored when he got to the legs. He scored when Hamady got to his legs. Mm-hmm. He rode him out. I think there was probably a turn in there. So, I mean, it was really just dominant performance across the board. And then Rocky with that overtime win, man, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And then we went and got tacos.
That's been a theme lately, is the tacos.
It has. And we've had some really good tacos lately.
Man. That we found a spot in Arizona in Tempe.
Yep.
It was
the honey hole. Don't tell the people. We got to keep that one a secret.
Well, moving on, tomorrow night we've got West Virginia conference matchup. Going to be some great matchups. You know, a top 10 match at 165, some other ranked matchups. I think four or five different ranked matchups throughout the lineup. So we're really looking forward to that. Anything that you're particularly looking for going into that duel?
Kind of what we talked about, like we want to be the aggressors. I would love to see our guys compete without fear of making mistakes. Like I think, you know, some of the matches we dropped at Arizona State was because we wrestled a little bit more timid, right? We were more trying to keep it close or not fully commit to our attacks. Yeah. I think our guys just got to learn. You got to go send it. So what if you get taken down? So even if you lose, right? You learn from it. What matters is in March. So I'm really hoping some guys really show up and just try to put a pour on the points.
Yeah, not holding it, even with the late lead too.
Yep.
Still scoring.
Yep.
So, mentioned 65. We've got a top 10 matchup. Peyton Hall, Keegan O'Toole. Believe this is a rerun of the Big 12 Finals.
Yep.
Who Peyton Hall is also returning All-American. So, great matchup. Keegan's just really wrestling well right now, though.
Yeah. I think what really goes well for this matchup is Peyton wrestles.
Yeah.
A lot of guys really are starting to realize how good Keegan is, and so he's getting a lot of guys who aren't trying to wrestle. They're trying to stall and see if they can sneak him at the end or just completely avoid, you know, hear the coaches in the other corner. Don't get cradled.
Don't get cradled. You hear it every match.
Yeah.
Don't get cradled.
And so, but I think Peyton Hall, he's a competitor. He sends it. And so they had a good match last year, and Keegan didn't have his best Big 12's performance as a tournament as a whole. So it'll be interesting to see the adjustments we're going to make this time. So I think I'm excited for it.
Yeah, definitely. And then we've got another one at 149 with Sam Hellelgus and Brock Mahler, mm-hmm. couple ranked guys there. So, and then another one at 285, Michael Wolfgram and then Zach Elam. Be a great duel. It's also alumni night.
Oh,
welcoming
yeah.
back a lot of the rowdy Mizzou Tigers.
Yep.
So I think right now we've got about 45 coming back. Looking forward to having them in the Hearns. Then afterwards, there's a social at Coach Smith's house. So if you haven't signed up, make sure you sign up. Be there tomorrow night. Duel starts at 5:30. There is a Missouri State football games going on here on campus. So make sure you arrive early, get checked in. And then we also welcome the Columbia Youth Wrestling Club as club of the game or club of the match, and then Mizzou men's rugby team.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Having a rugby team at a wrestling match, this will be good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. So, and then we also have had a late addition to our schedule for Sunday. We're going to take a good group over to the SIUE Cougar Clash. Talk a little bit about that and how we're getting matches for everybody on the team, you know.
Yeah, I think the new rule change has been awesome. So
yeah.
The new rule, we get the true freshmen get 5 dates where they can compete attached, so we can pay for them. So these guys, you know, with the old rules, true freshmen would come in and they're basically only going to unattached open tournaments and going unattached.
Right.
And the travel with that gets tough, with, you know, us not being able to coach them and travel them ourselves. I think it's a really good way to kind of bring them along, for them to get kind of tested to the fire and get to see it. And so a lot of guys are getting matches, and a lot of the other guys on the team are getting to see some matches out there too. So it'll be really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a good tournament. I think there's 6 teams going. We've got, let's see here if we can name them off. We've got Northern Colorado, Northern Illinois, SIUE, Lindenwood, Oklahoma State's going to bring a couple, and then Mizzou. I think that's all of them. I might be forgetting one. But going to be some good matches. Really excited. We're going to take a good group, probably 15, 16 guys to that.
Yeah.
And then that next weekend is also another busy weekend. We've got the UNI Open on Saturday, mm-hmm. and then we have the Virginia Tech duel at their place on Sunday. So a lot of wrestling coming up. Can't forget our partners here. This podcast is powered by Socket Fiber, the fastest, most reliable internet in the game. So, Coach, anything else that you're really looking forward to before the break. We've got the Southern Scuffle. Mm-hmm. We've got North Dakota State before Christmas. You know, a lot of good wrestling. It seemed like a short Thanksgiving break. We're excited, man. We're excited. A lot of action.
Yeah. I think one thing is getting our guys to really come outside their comfort zone in matches. We've been working a lot of really good technique in the room, I think. And, you know, especially with the younger guys, with them being able to go out and compete, one thing we're looking for is for them to try these new things. What you see with a lot of young guys is when the live happens, they go back to all their old ones,
right?
They go back to what worked in high school, and then quickly they find out that's tough. But the tough part it is, when you try new things, it might not work either for the first couple of times. And so we're really hoping that these guys open up, try these new things, and get to like experiment, make it your laboratory out there.
I think that's something unique about the way we, you know, we operate as far as in the practice room. And then like yesterday, it's an individual day, mm-hmm. right? They get that attention. They come in with a partner, they come in with a coach, and they're working on an area that they need some work in. Is that something that, you know, you're a fan of, you think that has really helped us separate, you know, as far as technique? I mean, you said it, these guys are technicians, they're perfectionists.
Yep. So I think it's one of my favorite things that we do and to do as a coach, just that personalized, you know, what works best for you? What is your biggest strength? What is your biggest weakness? What do we need to work on, right? And I think one thing we do really well too is give them a little bit of autonomy with it. We ask them, right? Because these guys know what they need to work on. We're going to have things as coaches we know we need to structure and that they need to do, but hearing it from them, and so they can kind of work it out in their mind and be able to go and just do rep after rep after rep, they start seeing a lot more gains in that way.
And it's important, you know, the young guys getting into these competitions, they need that attention. Mm-hmm. You know, they get those five dates and they're being put to the fire. They've got to get some attention. They've got to fix some flaws and focus on some strengths. So it's going to be a great duel tomorrow. Again, 5:30, Mizzou Tigers wrestling West Virginia. Starts 5:30, but you got to be there early because parking is going to be limited. So, and then we're going to welcome back the alumni, man. I'm looking forward to that. Everybody last year said that it was a great time.
It's a great time.
About 100 and some people at Coach Smith's house. So we're going to pack that place. So, Coach, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Brought to you by Raceline. With over 30 years of turnkey project execution, Raceline is an industry leader in engineering, manufacturing, and installation of modular process systems. Man, we look forward to having you back. You know, can't wait this long. So
next time I might be 6-0 against you.
Shoot, man. Hey, we can't be leaving on that note.
We got to leave on that one. And good day.
Well, Tiger style, stay ready.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. From Learfield.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.